All right, so Matt Rippey, we've talked over the years of many functions with the Radio Shakespeare Company, actor, director, webmaster. We've talked about your travels, touring. We've talked about your crime-stopping adventures. But we've never actually talked about...
In what? So people aren't bored yet of talking about me?
Well, they might well be, but I'm not. Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 161, our new website. But we've never talked about your actual webmastering duties and what you do for the RSC as the designer and the maintainer of our website.
Yeah, well, we've been threatening to talk about this for a long time. And it started when we got this crazy notion to totally revamp the site.
Yeah.
And we were going to talk about it in the spring because I think we were close. We were like...
We were so close.
A few days away from completing the new site.
Yeah.
And then you discovered Stephen Fry's website, I think. Was that what did it?
Yeah. I think this was built on WordPress, which was different than the structure you were going to use.
Yeah, I was using Joomla, another content management system. You said, I think you sent me a link to Stephen Fry doing a little video podcast about some WordPress plugin that he loves.
Right.
And it was WP Touch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
For making websites look great.
On the iPhone. Yeah.
And I took one look at his site. I took a look at some plugins. And within minutes, I was like, oh, damn. I'm going to have to go there. Test it out. Stephen Fry, damn you.
Stephen Fry. Well, let's back up a bit. Because our original website, back in the early days, we had a guy, a fan in Boston, basically said, can I design a website for you guys? And this was early days. This was 95, maybe.
All right, back when Al Gore was still working on the internet.
Yes, just barely cracked the code. And this guy built us a website for free, and it was great for what we used it for, which was almost nothing.
Yeah.
But we quickly figured out that the website is the most important marketing tool any sort of company has these days. And it's a worldwide tool. It exists for everybody. And you created our site from scratch, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I think it was when I left the West End run.
All right.
And you had that original site more as a what we call a brochure site, you know, just some static pages with information. And I was looking for something to do. I was going over to Sarah Mitchell Partnership doing PR for the Rudy Shakespeare Company and wanted to learn about web design. I knew that she needed a site. I wanted to do a new site for the Reduced. I knew that no one would pay me, so I think I volunteered to initially build the Reduced site and then thought, well, if that works, then I can justify charging people. And that's kind of been the model I've used ever since. I mean, you guys have been my guinea pig from the very beginning. I try out all new stuff, for instance, WordPress.
And you're not just the webmaster for us, but you're the webmaster for a handful of other sites and companies, right?
Yeah. It did grow, so I guess the plan worked.
And we do pay you.
Yes, you do now.
it's not much, and you're very, very good to only send us an invoice every couple of years, but still, we do pay you.
Well, but, I mean, a lot of what looks like work is me playing around, and you guys have been very... very cool and laid back with that. I mean, you give me some free rein to play and try stuff out and plug things in and experiment. It's like you gave me a basement to play in and lots of, scientific stuff and potions to mix and go, good luck, Rippey.
Well, I think what makes you perfect for us is that as an actor and a director with the RSC, you know the company style. Mm-hmm. You absolutely know how a thing should look and any text that you write is absolutely in the Reduced Shakespeare Company voice. So it's Reed and I go, absolutely, whatever. Whatever Rippey thinks is fine with us.
Oh yeah, good. So, really? So is that what you think? I should reconsider my hourly rate. No, but you're right. Well, I guess if you hang out with the Reduced for long enough, you just kind of get a sense of the mix of goofy and gravitas, and hopefully get the mix right.
Well, and the old website was great. Absolutely nothing wrong with the old website, except you had built it from scratch.
That's right.
And it was very hard for Ali Bostad, our office manager, or myself to sort of make quick and easy updates because we don't, we're not into HTML coding and we don't know any of the things. What's it, what is it? Dreamweaver. We don't know any of these programs that help make websites. We're not, you know, we don't speak that language. Yeah. We're not code monkeys.
Yeah.
So, but, and you are, but you want, so the goal with this new website was to make it easier for Allie and I to update things because we can do things quick and easy and we don't have to bother you in London.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that that initial build we did back in, when was that, 99, 2000, that was all about creating a template, did it in Dreamweaver. It was all HTML. Every page was built using no MySQL database, no backend, as it were. And but that creates a work intensive website where even just changing an actor's bio or, you know, finding typos and wanting to fix them, you know, has to be something that you email about. And I think, you know, that was the model for a while, probably for a lot of web designers. But as time has gone on and more people are finding websites are an absolute vital tool in their part of their office or part of their business. It seems ridiculous to have to have a designer that you pay, you know, ridiculous amounts per hour just to change small little things that in a Word document you could just, you know, go in and open up, retype, and then save.
Yeah.
And as time has gone on, the kit's available. You know, all this open source. Oh, God bless the open source software. Yeah, I mean, that's there's so many great programs out there. And WordPress. I mean, here's the funny thing: WordPress is free. It's a free content management system. It's more of a blogging tool, but can be used as a content management system. Right. And what it does is it empowers you guys. I really think it's the future of web design. I mean, if you can afford to have your own designer in-house, in your own office where you can talk to him every day and then just go, hey, you know, fix that sentence on page two.
Yeah.
Well, then great.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
If you can afford that, well done you. But for most people, you know, small businesses or theater companies or theaters or even, I mean, you know, Stephen Fry, he ain't small fry.
Yeah. Hey, well done.
Yeah. He's, I mean, he just loves being hands-on, which is what we have in common.
Yeah.
You love your gadgets and the immediacy of you know, typing into your phone and having it appear on the website.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the future, and WordPress does that. That's what this phase has been about, is handing the power to you guys.
Well, and one thing we wanted to make sure we didn't do was to break what we had going, because we have gotten many compliments over the years from venues, from other theater companies, from people who have tried to book us, from people who are just looking for information. We've always gotten the nice compliments that our website was always easy to navigate, and it was intuitive, it made sense, and we didn't want to break that. So we wanted to incorporate the design elements that you had created and made work so well into this new site using the WordPress tools. That was the biggest challenge.
Yeah, and boy, was that the challenge. Was just quite simply getting all those pages into this new site, because we went from a flat page HTML site to a database site, MySQL. So we had to,
which I know means something to you, but it doesn't even mean anything to me. And I'm glad Reed isn't here, because he'd be asleep on the floor.
He would be on the floor, and probably a lot of our listeners are now. But maybe a few nerds out there are going, yeah, I'm totally into this. I mean, we had to basically take Qt News, it was our old blogging tool, and it flat packs information into flat text files, not a database.
Right.
And now, of course, we're using MySQL and PHP. We had to get all of that information into the database, and that takes some doing. That for me was a challenge, because databases bore me, and learning how to do database queries and transferring the information was boring at first.
Right.
Once I learned how to do it, I was like, wow, it was that easy.
But you are also a code monkey and a self-described control freak, and you like investigating code.
Yeah.
You like burrowing down into the code of these things and discovering, oh, shoot, where's that misplaced backslash that's screwing everything up?
I do. For some reason, I love, because I know that there is an answer. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I used to be into deep philosophical questions until I realized that asking the question is more important than finding the answer, because there is no answer.
Right.
Well, on the other hand, when you're looking at how do I get, 170 podcast episodes from one Flatpak blog to a MySQL database blog? How do I do that in the fewest number of steps? Yeah. Well, the thing is, that's not just a rhetorical question. There is an answer. And and if you're good, you can do it in like two steps.
Right.
And so that's the challenge. It may take you a day. So it may defeat the purpose of, you know, ease. But once you know how to do it, then you can apply it in the future. You know, to,
right, yeah, we didn't want to have to build everything from scratch. I mean, we had 170 podcasts, we had all of our bios, we had all this content that we wanted to hopefully not have to recreate.
Yeah, in fact, I think I counted in the end, the old site, HTML pages, I think we were up to 260 pages. Mm. I don't even know. Does anybody read any of that stuff?
Yeah, well, that's the other thing.
Look at this. We've got in the About Us, we've got not only who's who, but we've got complete timelines. We've got RSC trivia. We've got places we've played. We've got alumni photo galleries. Uh-huh. On the old site, we had a fun stuff section, which we're hoping to bring back soon, which was just pointless little fun things to clutter your time and your mind.
And again, does anybody care?
Does anybody care?
Other than us.
Yes, if you do care, then please contact
us. Send us a note.
feedback@reduceshakespeare.com.
I'm Susan Simon from WISC-TV in Madison, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company's podcast.
Where can you see the RSC? This month, you could see us at Brookhaven College in Dallas, Texas on January 21st. Then in February, you can see us all over California with performances in Saratoga, Pasadena, Santa Rosa, and Sonoma. In March, the RSC makes its debut on Broadway. Well, almost on Broadway, just a few doors down, in fact, from Broadway on 42nd Street at the New Victory Theater. Go to reduceshakespeare.com for specific venue and ticket information. It was a year ago in Miami. It was literally a year ago, Christmas, getting to be Christmas, New Year's of 2008. We were talking about making this switch over. And and I had been talking about, even then I was kind of going, I have this iPhone. And when I'm on the road, I can't always open up my computer in an airport or whatever, but I can almost always get online with my iPhone. I wish there was a way to blog, because we started in the fall of 2008, we started doing touring blogs sort of for the first time. But again, opening up the computer, it was doing cute news. It was just, there were more steps. And I mean, this is one of the things that got me excited about Twitter, because Twitter was a thing I could do easily from my iPhone, have that instant connection with anybody who chooses to follow us. And I'm sure there are there are thousands of people who don't care to follow us at all.
Right.
But it was a way to get it instantaneous. And I know that that ease of use is the thing that sort of started us cooking and really focusing on getting this new website up.
Yeah, absolutely. And now I've learned, at first when you threw that idea at me, I was like, I wonder if there is something that works like that. And since then, I've learned that any time you say, is there something out there, is there an app that does this? The answer is always yes.
Yeah.
I just haven't found it yet.
Right.
I will find it.
Right.
Because there is an app to cover anything. I mean, no matter what you want to do, there's a plugin for WordPress or an app for your phone that will pick up your kids or get rid of unwanted stains around your collar, and it's probably only a dollar. You know,
well, and clearly we can't be the first ones to ask any of these questions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in fact, that's one great thing about WordPress is there are enough users out there. I know that, for instance, Severdia, who's...
Ron Severdia, who runs the PlaySHakespeare.com website and is the developer of the Shakespeare app.
That's right. In fact, we got to get into apps. A Reduced Shakespeare Company app.
I know.
What would that be?
A RSC game?
Yeah.
Must think.
Yes, send in your ideas. Well, I know that Ron's a contributor to Joomla, which is also a system I use for several of my sites, content management. Both of these are excellent systems because they have a large enough community that if there's any problem I run into with a plugin, or if you throw an idea at me, you know, can we make it so that if you blink, it changes the color of the web page? Well, then I can go and just do a quick search. Mm-hmm. And with enough users for those systems, somebody else has had that question.
Right.
And it's just a case of being good at searching the support forums.
So what is new and different and about our new website? I mean, aside from the banner, which is bigger and kind of more splashy and it has more of our actors involved. What are some of the cool new features?
Well, cool new features is from our point of view, from the back end admin point of view, is almost everything you see on this web page, mm-hmm. we can now change, or rather, you can change,
right?
Or Ali can change. And you can rearrange positioning. You no matter what content you see, mm-hmm. it's editable.
Yeah,
and that takes a big load off of me, so I can go back to playing PlayStation or something,
or working on your many other sites.
Oh, working on sites.
But
yes,
go to the homepage.
Yeah,
go to the homepage. I mean, this was very cool that we discovered. Just last week. I mean, just in the second week of our stay in Madison, mm-hmm. We wanted to add this guided website tour video yes. to the homepage. I mean, before, the homepage was a fixed thing, and it stayed the way it was, and it was a major deal to kind of update it.
Yeah.
Now we can update it, and it took us a little while because I did it wrong. I edited the video and put it and installed it wrong, but we figured out the best way to do it. And now, if we want to put a web greeting up to our fans, we can do that, and it's so easy.
Yeah, absolutely. You can put anything you want anywhere you want.
So what are your your favorite bells and whistles of the new website?
Oh, that's a toughie because they're all so much fun. The joy of WordPress is the widget feature. Finding plugins, throwing things on the side. So what have we got? We've got GigPress is a great plugin, which has enabled us to list all of our upcoming gigs. Mm-hmm. You can widgetize it so it appears a little short list on the right hand side, but you can click through that to buy tickets or see the full schedule. Oh. There's links to Google Maps. It gives us a space for the box office telephone number, so it's all the information neatly arranged right at your fingertips.
Well, and that's exactly what people come to the website mostly for, is information on where is the RSC playing next, and how can I go see them?
Yeah, that, and also to clap eyes on the handsome faces of the Purdue Shakespeare Company.
Yes.
Yeah. In which case, that's another feature. We've got the photo album, so you can do just that. You can browse through the pics of all the productions. We've got pics from all the shows up there.
Yeah.
And if you'll notice,
I think it's so appropriate that the toilet flush right as we were talking about how handsome the Redoux Shakespeare Company is.
Yes. Mick Orff, ladies and gentlemen.
Like an All in the Family moment.
Yeah, it was.
Mick Orff's Bodily Functions, brought to you by the Redoux Shakespeare Company. Right.
There's a link to those on the website.
Yes, there is. That's a widget, too.
It's a WordPress plugin.
Yeah. So, and for those more attentive of our users, you'll see that every time you refresh a page or go to a different page on the site, there are two things that will change every time you look at it, and that's the upper right-hand corner. You got Word Has It, which is nifty little quotes from people who enjoyed the show. Mm-hmm. Funnily enough, we don't put up the quotes of people who detested the show.
No. Though, but in fairness, they're hard to find.
They are hard to find. Yeah, I haven't found it. And then on the left-hand side with that photo album, you'll see that the pictures are refreshing. They're new every time, so have a little look over there. You've also got, of course, standard stuff. So the most recent news items up left. You got
Actor bios. Company, history of the company.
Yeah, trivia, all that usual fun stuff.
Yeah.
And then, of course, on the right-hand side, you also have the listing of our most recent podcasts.
Yeah.
So, and I think you and I both love this.
Yeah.
Our old site, the hundreds of pages of information on there, we had no search facility.
Yeah.
And we've got a built-in search button.
That is absolutely my favorite part of the new website, is the search window, because I can, it's a useful tool for me, because I'm putting together the podcast week after week, or even news items that I'll have to go, wait, have I covered this? Have I mentioned
it?
But I can go back and search for a topic or an actor or a variety of things and find out whether we've covered it or not. And it also has, everything on this WordPress site has a tagging feature.
Yeah.
So we can go through and just create a list of tags that are pertinent to the various information. So if you do a search window for an actor, say you do a search for Mick Orff, you can see all the podcasts that he's in, for instance, and his bio and everything else. You do a search for sports, for the new sports show, you can see find the podcast and the news and the production page for that. So it's an incredibly useful feature, not only for us, providing the content for the website, but for people coming to visit.
Yeah, and of course the download section. That's also we've made it easier, basically, for venues to download useful material, publicity material, all that stuff, the stage plans, lighting plots, and all that. But then coming soon is of course the public download section, which will have ringtones, wallpaper, audio recordings of Mick Orff's Bodily Functions. It's going to be great.
That's it for this week's Reduce Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your website requests and questions via email to feedback@reduceshakespeare.com. You can interact with other fans at our website, reduceshakespeare.com, and our Reduce Shakespeare Company fan page at facebook.com. You can also find us on MySpace, become a subscriber to our YouTube channel, or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reduceshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, web mistress Matthew Croke, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Brian Swan. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Susan Simon from WISC-TV in Madison, Wisconsin. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 161 483rds of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. You know what we should put up on the free download section? A free download of Matt Rippey.
What, me?
Yeah.
Like sort of like beam me down, Maddie?
I think the people would really go crazy for that.
Cool.
Let's do that.
This podcast is a production of the Reduce Shakespeare Company. Reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reduceshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less.